Blog Talk Radio.
All right, bring it in. This is your host, Overseer Tim. Amen. I'm on the line with the man. All right. The watchman on the wall, Elder Bazaar. We are here. We are back. Amen. And we are in full swing. Don't think for a minute. Amen. And we forgot about you. The king is still coming. Amen. The king is still coming. Don't you doubt. Don't count him out. Amen. We know a lot of people have been making plans. Amen. They've been making plans for vacation. Plans for the future is what they've been making. But the one main plan that they had made for the future is for the return of Christ. Amen.
That's right.
And their eternal salvation, which is the most important plan, which is why it's called the plan of salvation.
Yes,
it's
sir.
A plan for what? All eternity. That's what the plan is. It's called the plan of salvation. It's the plan for an eternity. Amen.
Come on.
So what we're going to do, we're going to be on just for an hour tonight. I'm going to go ahead and kick off with a prayer. I'm going to be on the first 15 minutes, and I'm going to say a little bit. I'm going to let my friend say a little bit. If he'll pass it back to me, the 15,
yes,
and we'll let him shut it down the last 15 minutes of the hour. And, man, the reason for it is because the king is coming. There's nothing
king
to
is coming.
Amen. He's coming. We just
Amen,
need for the
brother.
Church to get ready. This is a
get
glorious
ready.
Time for the saints. Get ready for the return of Christ. Amen. We don't want nobody to miss this. Amen. We don't want nobody to miss this, but hey, we want you to what? Amen. Receive salvation for all eternity.
Salvation.
We don't want nobody. Amen, doctor. We don't want
nobody
to be
lost. No.
We love each and every one of you. Amen. We want everybody to make it into the kingdom of heaven. We want people to become saved. Amen. This is why we do what we do, because, amen, Christ has commanded us as the saints of God to warn other saints. Amen.
Yes,
ain't
sir.
That what he, ain't that what he always talked about? He said
yes,
the
sir.
Kingdom is at hand. Amen.
Yes,
so what
hand.
I'm actually going to do, amen, the kingdom is at hand. So instead of me saying a prayer, I'm gonna let my friend, my good friend over there,
amen,
from Warren, Ohio,
I'm gonna let him
say a prayer, and after he gets said a prayer, he can hand it back to me. We'll go ahead and get started. I'll say a little bit, about 10 to 15 minutes, then I'm gonna give it back to him. Go ahead, Dr. Say that
amen.
Prayer.
Thank you, brother.
Bless.
Appreciate that, God. Giving honor to the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us bow our heads in this time of prayer. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity that we have. To come and preach your word, realizing your word is like a driving hammer. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Your word is powerful, Lord. We're not only here for sure. We're not only here to make a name for ourselves, but we're up here to give you the glory and lift up your name, because we know there is no other name given under heaven whereby men can be saved but the name of Jesus Christ. And we know that you're coming back again to get a church without a spot or wrinkle. And as we go into the word, Lord, Heavenly Father, there's somebody out there that needs you right now. I mean now. They need to know you and the pardon
amen.
Of their sin.
Amen.
And realizing that time is short, the day is far spent, and the sun is going down. Bless
yes,
those that
is.
Are listening. Bless those that, can tell somebody else to listen, because I believe right now, Brother Tim is on fire, and I'm on fire, because things are being fulfilled so drastically and so drastically right now, we can't even keep up with it. But we ask you right now,
amen.
Let your Holy Spirit be in us and around about us and through us, that we may speak to somebody's soul before it's everlasting too late. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, brother,
amen.
Put your hammer down.
Amen. Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. Amen. Thank you for that blessed prayer. Amen. As we get ready to get started this evening, amen. Amen. I'm going to take about 10 minutes. I'm going to say something. Amen. Then I'm going to pass it back to my good friend. Amen. Let him go for about 10 or 15 or whatever you know you see fit within that time frame. And, amen, we just want to let you know, amen, this is a freestyle. Amen. This is,
yes,
this is collective information. Amen. From information and spiritual wisdom and knowledge that God has imparted to his saints, just like he imparted to the prophets of old to warn Israel. Amen. We are warning world about what's about to take place. Have you not been watching the news? Amen. Putin is now, he is flexing his muscles. Putin is taking off his shirt. He has taken off his shirt, and he is flexing his muscles to the world. And now he's even talking about nuclear war.
Nuclear war.
My gosh, man, we ain't had talks like that since I was a kid, since the Cold War back in the early 80s and the late 70s. I remember Gorbachev and President Ronald Reagan, when he was in office, man, we were scared as children. I'll never forget that. 1984, this young girl, she was a Jehovah's Witness. She came into the classroom talking about the world's about to end. She scared. Oh, man, she scared all of us children. Man, I didn't want to die. I was just a kid. I want to live my life and get some more toys and enjoy the holidays.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man, I just want to enjoy life and enjoy my family. I didn't want to leave this world. But, amen, but we know that it is inevitable. But now we have more spiritual wisdom and knowledge to know that what's soon to come is awesome. For the saints, the kingdom of heaven. Do you hear what I'm saying? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Christ is getting ready to blow the trumpets and shout with a loud voice to raise the dead in Christ. The saints about to go home. Amen. Be before the king. We're about to be at the Bema seat of Christ. I mean that he's going to judge the saints. Amen. We got to give an account of our works, good or bad, on this earth. We're about to be rewarded. And guess what? We're going to come back. Amen. You better hear it. We're about to come back and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. I don't know about you, but every time I say it through my lips, it just, oh, man, you talking about people being happy during the holidays. You're talking about Christmas for 1,000 years for the saints.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to be joy for us. Joy cometh in the morning. We're going to reign with Christ for what? You're not hearing me. I promise you. I promise you, you're not hearing what I'm saying to you. You ain't even, I just can't wrap my mind around that. You mean, I've been on this earth for 49 years.
Yeah.
49 years. And Christ is going to grant us 1,000 years. Man, that's lifetime upon lifetimes upon lifetime, ages upon ages.
Lord,
you think 1,000 years ain't a long time, but man, 1,000 years is a grand long time. Do you know that man used to live long? Methuselah lived to be 967 years on this planet. We're gonna beat him. We got him beat. Amen. I don't know how many years. I'm not a mathematician. Amen. Man, my brother, know, I think that's what, like, what, 43 years or 33 years? We got it beat. Let me see if I can do the math on that. 960. Let me pull up my little calculator. Amen. Real quick.
Go ahead. Figure it out.
Amen. 1,000 from 967 years. In 33 years, which is the age of, y'all not hear what I'm saying to you, which was the age of Christ when Christ was sacrificed on this earth.
Yes,
and my brother said something to me maybe about a year or two ago. The elder said it's a possibility that we may all be around the age, we're going to look like we're about 33 years of age for all eternity.
Yeah.
Man, that is a beautiful thing. You're not hearing what I'm saying.
Awesome.
Man, you're going to look healthy, strong. Whatever you lost is going to be regained. I'm not going to have to wear these glasses. I'm gonna have my hair back. Amen.
Come on.
I'm gonna get my hair back. Amen. You ain't gonna have to worry about brushing your teeth every morning. You're gonna have a beautiful life, a beautiful body, and you're gonna get the ring with Christ for all eternity. But he gonna kick it off with the millennial. Amen, brother. For all eternity. But he gonna kick it off with what? The millennial reign. He gonna show Lucifer. Slewfoot, amen, as the elder
calls,
he's going to show him how it should be done. He's going to say, see, the kingdoms of the world, amen, how you were running under that Babylonian system. He's going to show Satan how to run it. He's going to say, this is how you have true peace. All y'all not hearing me.
Yeah,
true
me.
Peace on earth. for 1,000 years, we're going to get true peace on earth. I'm talking about holiday every day.
Ooh, come on.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Hallelujah.
I don't know how it sounds to you, but, man, I love holidays. I ain't got to go to work. I get to enjoy my family and friends. I get to do what I want to do. We're going to be ruling and celebrating with Christ. We're going to be in that great city, Jerusalem. Amen. We're going to reign with the king, and he's going to reign with an iron rod. Do you hear what I'm saying? That means no more sex trafficking, no more taking advantage of the children, no more set up insane prison systems, no more getting over on people, on the poor, and just being wicked, no more of these sex orgy parties and all this nonsense, no more of this gay rights and all this nonsense that's going on in the world.
Hallelujah.
He going to say, hey, you better hear what I'm saying. He's going to reign with the iron fist.
Ooh.
That's what he said, ain't it? That's what he said.
Come
amen.
On.
You want some scripture? Amen. You know I love to give you some scripture before I turn over to my brother. I got
go ahead, brother.
Some scripture. Amen. Let me go over to Revelation. Let's go to the book of Revelation. Amen. And what we're going
to
look
talk
at.
Talk to me. Talk to
amen.
Me.
Amen. Amen. We're going to look at the scripture. It was the church of Thyatira. Amen. Revelation.
Uh-huh.
Second chapter. And it's going to be verse 26 and 27. We're just going to start there. We're going to start
right there.
Amen. 26 and 27. It says, and he that overcometh, you know who that's talking to? The saints.
Uh-huh.
Those of us that have chosen. See, you don't overcome by works. That's not how you overcome. You don't overcome by things that you have done. Because the Bible says in all your righteousness, come on, hear me what I'm saying.
Filthy
you
rag,
are what?
Filthy
still
rag,
as
filthy
a
rag.
Filthy, dirty, nasty rag. It ain't nothing
right.
That you need to bring about your salvation. It's because Christ died on the cross. He made the ultimate sacrifice with his blood, not your blood, because your blood is tainted in sin. You were born in sin, but because Christ was born of the Spirit, amen, because his blood was pure by the Spirit of God, by the Holy Ghost, and he saved us.
Yes.
He humbled himself and came down from heaven and did what? Saved our soul from sin. He saved us from hell. He saved us from the burning lake of fire. Amen. The brother called it Gehenna. Amen. Amen. He saved your soul. So that's how you overcome. He said, and he that overcome. So how do I overcome it? That plan of salvation is how you overcome. Amen. Sin. Amen. It's only by belief, your faith. Amen. That you believe in God. That's why I said without faith, without the belief in God, it is impossible to please God. Now watch what it says.
Yes.
And keepeth my works unto the end. Now watch this. Your works are what? Ministry. Ooh, I'm going to preach on that in a few weeks. Ministry is the works. When he said, go forth and tell the word, but that's your ministry to tell the world about Christ.
Yes,
what we doing now is our works. Only what we do for Christ shall last. Now watch what it says. To him will I give power over the nations. That is
us.
Elder Bazaar, watchman on the wall. Tim Jackson, overseer. Because he going to give us what? Power over the nations. True, but not this fake power that the devil has given to the world. Why you got to sell your soul to the devil and do all this ignorant, stupid stuff the devil got folks doing. All this evil stuff.
Sir.
You ain't
Come
got
on.
To do that. Come on now. Amen. Now watch what it said. It's talking about Christ. Watch Christ. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father.
Ooh-wee.
We're going to rule with him with the rod of iron, meaning that we ain't going to take
on,
that nonsense. We ain't going to take that nonsense. You trying to do what? You trying to be corrupt? Not in this time. Not in this thousand, not in the millennial reign, you won't. You're trying to you're trying to be biased and ugly, not in this. With the iron, he says it's going to be like an iron rod that breaks what?
The potter's vessel.
That's right. That's right. Something like a little clay jar. He said, no, I'm going to smash it. I'm going to get rid of that nonsense. Amen. I'm about to give it to my brother, but I have to open
go ahead,
it up
brother. You walking with
tell
it.
Tell you what's about to come. Go ahead, doctor, and kick it off. You got the next 15. Go ahead, brother. Tell me
man,
something.
Man, I'm on fire tonight. I'm on fire tonight. God
yes,
is working with
you.
Know God is working with me, and he's working with every born-again believer, baptized, every born-again believer, preacher that's preaching the unadulterated word of God. This is no grand matter. This is serious. Let me tell you something. Hell is serious and heaven is serious. And I'm going to tell you right now, heaven's going to be a joyful place, and we're going to get a touch of it during the millennium reign of what it's going to be like to live with Jesus Christ forever and ever and ever and ever. And we don't have to put up with all this foolishness, because let me tell you, I know God is tired of sin. He's tired of seeing 6,000 years, you know, gave man to turn and repent and believe on his son, Jesus Christ. And the world has said, I ain't studying you. Get that stuff out of here. That's for old ladies and crippled people. That's for people who got problems. Well, let me tell you, I got a whole lot of problems. And my problem number one, is to try to convince the world, to try to convince those that listen to us on this radio, on this internet, let me tell you, you don't want to go to hell. No. Hell no. I'll tell you just like it is. Motivation speeches and all this shit clamming around and all this shit new kind of revelation that people think they got and dreams that they're dreaming. And I ain't saying that all dreams are from the devil, but the devil can give you dreams too. Let me tell you something. He's fooling around with these people who's wrapped up in witchcraft, voodoo, voodoo, and everything else, still trying to sing in the choir stand, Jesus loves me. No, no. Jesus loves you, right. But do you love Jesus? Because if you love Jesus,
right,
you're all out for him. And you know, the brother mentioned about the bombs that's getting ready to drop, the meteorites
that's
getting ready to fall from heaven, and the change of the weather is all confused. Not God is confused, but man, tell me, the way man is living on the planet and the way they're treating God and the way they treating Jesus Christ, they misusing his name, they're representing his name wrongly. Why? Because if you're a child of God, if you've been born again, if you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, you're not of the world. You might be in the world, but you're not of the world, and you're not going to be messing around with this clamorous false finding preachers and church members that confess they know Jesus Christ and don't know sweat on a stick. But let me tell you going on. What's going on is the world church. The world church is here. The Pope
just the other day.
He made an announcement that said that he wants all religious organizations. This is what I'm saying to you. He wants all religious organizations to link up with what? Not the Roman Catholic Church, but link up with the Babylonian teachings and the Babylonian doctrines. And this all came from the 11th chapter of Genesis. All the false religions today came from Babylon. Babylon, which means confounded. The world is confused today. People have got all kind of religions. They got all kind of doctrines. Damn over doctrines saying that God is dead, that God is not, that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. And that's the main one. You see, the world today want to deny that Jesus Christ died and rose again. They want to deny that he is God Almighty. And that's what the false prophets preachers are saying today, that it's not necessary for Jesus to die on the cross. But let me tell you, you're wrong. It was necessary for somebody to die for mankind, because man is a wicked, low-down, cutthroat, no good.
No.
The human race is no good. And God wants to change the human soul. He wants to change the human spirit. He wants to change man after his likeness, after his love, after his joy. And man is saying, I don't want to be changed. And that said, I want to go to hell. I don't care if there's a hell. I'd rather go to hell than serve the living God and receive eternal life from the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. And that's why the world is in such bad shape it is. And nobody going to be able to straighten it out. Oh, come on now. You know ain't nobody going to be able to straighten this out. Ain't nobody going to be able to change people's lives like Jesus Christ done. And he's doing today. And he's going to do it till he come back again. And he's going to give everybody a chance or opportunity to what? Receive him. And let me tell you, whatever you miss, you don't want to miss heaven. Oh, no, you don't.
That's
you
right.
Don't
come on,
miss heaven. You don't want to miss the streets of gold. You don't want to miss seeing your loved one. You don't want to miss it. Oh, listen to this. I don't want to miss holding my Savior's hand. Oh, good God Almighty. I want to hold Jesus' hand. I want to put my arms around his waist. I want to walk with him. I want to talk with him. I want to bow down to him. I want to honor him. I want to represent him now on this earth to know that he's got the power to save your soul. And long let the raw-headed, stupid devil take your soul. And he's taking souls today. And you know how he's taking it? He's taking souls through deception. All right? We're living in the last days. The Pope is getting the world church in order. And the world church in order is found in Revelation. In the Revelation of the third chapter. Let's go down there and see where all this stuff starting at. It started down here in the church of what? The church of Laodicea. The church of Laodicea is where you got all kind of people in the church of Laodicea that was confessing Christ, but they don't know Christ. And these men are not going under the name of Jesus Christ. They're going under the name of Luciferian. They're going under the name of the synagogue of Satan. And to tell me this here church, listen what kind of condition it was in. And yet still there's some few people in Laodicea that are saved. And by them being saved, Jesus Christ said, I'm going to rebuke some of you because I love you, and I'm going to chastise some of you and bring you some out of the church of Laodicea. Well, how in the world can I get out of the church of Laodicea? How can I be delivered from the atrocity of sin in this church? The only way that I know I can be delivered out of the church of Laodicea is when they blow them trumpets. When they blow them trumpets. When the trumpets of God shall sound and the dead in Christ shall rise, and we that remain alive shall be caught to meet the Lord in the air, and I can escape the church of Laodicea, because the church of Laodicea is the worst church on the planet, because it's headed off by Lucifer. Lucifer is the father, and this is his body that he's using. How is he using his body? Listen what it says. It says unto the angel of the church of Laodicea, these things I say. Right. These things I say, right. The faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works. Thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou to be cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, you're sick. You're sick in the head. You're sick in the heart.
Amen.
You're sick in your thinking. You're sick in your singing your song. You're sick. You're sick. What? Why? Because you're born under the name of Jesus Christ and don't know nothing about Jesus Christ. You don't know his spirit. You don't know his love. You have never been delivered from sin, but you're trying to carry his name, and the only thing you're doing is you're blaspheming. You're talking against the holiness of God. And let me tell you something. God is holy. Ooh, how holy is God?
Is.
God is so holy that no natural man can look upon him and survive. Moses couldn't look upon him, and he was a righteous man. And Moses said, I want to see your face, Lord God Almighty, the one that came from nowhere because he's everywhere. And since he's everywhere, there was nowhere for him to come. I want to see your face. And the Lord God Almighty, the awesome one, the one that has no beginning and no end. He said, no man can see my face and live. Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you. You're talking about you going to heaven. And if you say you're going to heaven and your sins are not forgiven, your sins are not washed in the blood of the Lamb, you haven't repented of your sins, you're not working in the vineyard, you're going around having a form of godliness, you go to church on Sunday and you shout and you come on a Monday, Tuesday, and you live like hell. You're killing, you're raping. And this is what kind of church that the devil wants to enter into heaven. Well, this church ain't going nowhere because Jesus Christ said, this is what Christ said now. I ain't going by with some PG Jakes. I'm not going by some phony jackleg preacher. I'm going by the word of God. He said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I'm gonna give my saints the keys of the kingdom. And the keys of the kingdom is Jesus Christ. And if you ain't got the key in your heart, if you ain't got the key in your mind, if you ain't got the love of God and the joy of God and the forgiving of God in your heart by the Holy Ghost, because Jesus Christ said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And when I go away, I'm going to send you some power,
amen.
Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost to tell them devils to flee, to tell them devils to fold up like an envelope and get up on out of here. But let me tell you, listen, what's going to happen. He said, ye neither cold or hot. I would that y'all be cold or hot. And so because you're not either, you just lukewarm. I'm going to what? I'm going to spew you. I'm going to regurgitate you out of my mouth. I'm going to throw you up out of my mouth. Why? Because these kind of folks, hypocritical folks, people don't know Jesus Christ, and they lie, cheat, and backbite it, or mama, homosexuality, child pornography. You ain't saying if you're going to be cussing out folks. I ain't nobody's judge. But let me tell you, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He said, all things are passed away. Behold, everything is new. Good God Almighty.
Right.
If you're a child of God, you're a new individual. You're a child of God. You've been born of the Spirit, washed in his blood, and now you're on your way to heaven, not because of what you're doing and all your little works and all your little ties and pain and all your little fine clothes you got on and all the little automobiles that you're driving around, and you think you're somebody, and you think the church ain't going to go on because if they close down every church door, let me tell you, if they close down every church door in the United States, the church is still going to move. God's still going to save. God don't need you. He don't need me. But I need God. And the world is telling everybody today, I don't need no God. I don't need the Holy Ghost. I can do what I want to do and still go to heaven where you are lying wonder and the truth ain't in you. Listen what he said. I'm going to regurgitate you. I'm going to put you in the trash pot. I'm going to throw up everything I got that you talking about and confessing me. He said, because thou said, I am rich. The rich, the increase of good, and have no need of nothing. Know not that thou art wretched. You're a wretched soul
now.
If you don't know Jesus Christ. You hear what I say? Spiritually, not in your head, not in your feet, but in your heart, in your spirit, man, in your soul. You got to know Jesus Christ in your soul, in your spirit, to order to enter into the kingdom of God. Jesus told Nicodemus, hey, Nicodemus, come on now. You must be born again.
And he said,
you must be born again or you cannot enter the kingdom of God. He was talking to me. He was talking to Brother Tim. He was talking to anybody. He was talking about they going to heaven. You must be born again. And what the world is not doing, let me tell you what the world is not doing. The world is not repenting. The world is not sorry for the sins. The sins of the world is not broken their heart. But when you repent, you got a broken heart. You ever been broken? You ever been broken by your loved one leaving you? Have you ever been broken when somebody mistreats you? Have you ever been broken to a point where you said, I'll never do that again. I'm sorry. I sinned against a holy God, and I want Jesus Christ to come into my life, that when he comes into my life, he can save my soul. That's Jesus wants. He wants your soul. And he don't want you, if you ain't saved, he don't want your works. He don't want your works if you ain't saved. If you playing a hypocrite, he don't want your works. In order for Jesus Christ to accept your works, you must work through his spirit. And if his spirit is not in you, you don't belong to God. You just out there alone.
Amen.
Trying to sing Amazing Grace, and you don't even know what grace is all about. Grace is undeserved mere love of God. In other words, I don't deserve the mercy of God, but he still gives it to me, and because he gives it to me, I'm going to use it to his glory. I'm going to work on the battlefield until I can't stand up no more. I'm going to work on the battlefield until my tongue hang out. Why? Because if it don't hang out, amen, for Jesus Christ, who is going to hang out for? You're going to hang out for the devil, and he'll cut your tongue out. He'll tear you up.
Right.
He'll rip you apart. Folks are being ripped apart by drugs, homosexuality, by pornography. Young girls are being used through the church now. I ain't talking about the world. The world is already doing it. Amen. But we got church folks up in this crowd. And this is what you call the world church. And he said, now listen, you're miserable, you're poor, and blind, and naked. Buddy, let me tell you something. It's bad to be physical nakedness, but when you've got spiritual nakedness, God sees everything. And if you're not saved, you've got a spiritual nakedness. You're miserable. You're lousy. You've got a form of godliness, but you ain't got no power. This world church is here. This world church here is here, and it started in 1948. And from 1948 to 2022, the world church has been organized right now by the Roman Catholic Diocese. And the Roman Catholic Diocese is nothing but a religion that means universal. And that's what the Roman government had in mind, of the Roman Catholic Church to be universal. In other words, everybody become a Catholic. And to become a Catholic, ain't no such thing as a Catholic, because a Catholic ain't died for me. Come on now. Catholic ain't suffered on no cross for me. Who's a Catholic didn't say, Father, forgive them, for they didn't know what they do. Ooh, no religion, no denomination, no occult has ever said anything like the words of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God Almighty, had the only power to say what he did. And here everybody believe anything but Jesus Christ. They don't took Jesus Christ and took him as a playboy. They don't made him married. They don't say he sinned. He ain't sinned. If it's anybody's sin, it's you. And if you say Jesus Christ sinned, you are blasting the Holy One out of Israel, because he can't sin. He's God Almighty in the flesh, and he's a sinless sacrifice to save us from sin. And I'm going to talk about you a little bit, and I love you the same way. I love you the same way. Oh, I love every one of you out there. You know why I love you so much? Because Jesus Christ loves me. And if I don't tell the truth, I can't go to sleep tonight. If I don't tell you that it is, I can't walk the face of this earth and say I'm a man of God if I don't tell you the truth. Whatever you do, this Roman Catholic Church is an instrument that the devil going to use. Now, I'm going to close right here. I'm going to give it to the brothers. But I want to let you know who all is going to be in this Roman Catholic a diocese, which is called Babylon. It is called the 17th chapter of Revelation, the great whore that sits up on the beach with a golden cup in her hand. This is the false church. This is the church that these denominations are going to join in. How many denominations? 352 denominations, occults, that's going to join in. Unregenerated men. Oh, y'all don't listen to me. Unregenerated men who don't know Christ, but they're claiming Christ. Because if they were claiming Christ, they wouldn't join nothing that has belonged to satanic power. Listen to what it says this year. These are the people that's going to link in with the world church of the woman that's sitting on the scarlet beast with a golden cup in her hand and is filled with filthiness. Low down, dirty, rotten iniquity of sin that will make your stomach curl. The Jehovah Witness is going to join. The humanist is going to join. All the occults are going to link in. The evolutionary is going to join in. The witchcraft is going to join in. The atheists are going to join in. The Buddhist is going to join in. The Taoism is going to join in. The Islam is going to join in. The secularism is going to join in. Judaism is going to join in. Paganism is going to join in. The agnostics is going to join in. The Hinduism is going to join in. The spiritualism is going to join. The Baha'i is going to join in. The schism are going to join in. Scientology is going to join in. The deist is going to join in. The voodoo sect is going to join in. Satan and Luciferians are going to join in. Circleism is going to join in. The Mormonism are going to join in. These are people that deny. Listen to what they're saying. They deny that God Almighty, the omnipotent one, the self-existent one, did not come in the flesh, Jesus Christ, that he did not die for their sins, and he did not come from the grave, and he's not coming back again. That's what they're preaching. That's what they believe in. And this is the great whore and she's a whoring after souls today. There's another group, the Octopodeus, the secret society, the New Age movement, United Nations is going to join in, the Club of Rome is going to join in, the Knight Templar is going to join in, the Skull and Bones is going to join in, the Illuminati's, which is in Hollywood and around the world. These people are worshiping the devil, trying to put it on God, and it's not. God ain't got nothing to do with the Illuminati. He ain't got nothing to do with the Council of Foreign Relations. God ain't got nothing to do with the Bilderbergs. He ain't got nothing to do with the European Union. All of these organizations is satanic influence. Why? Because we're not fighting against the flesh and blood. We're fighting against the prince power of the air. And this church, at the end of next year, 2023, people are going to, I believe, going to open up their eyes and see that joining this church and all these denominations, the Baptists, the Presbyterians, all these preachers that's linking up with the Roman Catholic diocese. They're linking up with it. He's the head of it right now. He's organizing it, and they've been working on it for 70 years. Oh. 70 years they've been working on it, and now it's coming to a T. Because they're going to try to change the holiday. They're going to try to change the Sabbath day. They're going to try to change and control people. And they tell me we're in that period right now. And the world today is blind as a bat. If it wasn't for Jesus Christ and his love and his mercy that he has for the world, he would have destroyed it a long time ago. But God so loved the world. And I'm closing. God so loved the world that he gave, good God Almighty, his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Make no difference, race, creed, or color, ethnic background. Jesus loves you. God loves you. Brother, go ahead with it.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, brother. Amen. Amen. We are in the last days.
Yes, we are.
This is the last time. Amen. Make no mistake about it. We are getting closer to the end. There are so many things that are pointing to the end. The devil is flirting and showing people things on TV shows.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. They're showing it on the news. Amen. We cannot ignore the times and the seasons that we're in. Just like the seasons change to let us know that winter is coming to an end and spring is coming in. The weather begins to warm up. The sun shines a little bit more.
Yeah.
The weather's not as cool. The grass starts to turn green. And just like we change from spring to summer, it begins to get very hot here in Texas. We had one of the hottest summers that we've had in some years. Amen. Consistent 100-degree weather. Over 21 days of 100-plus degree days. That's a lot of 100-degree days. Usually we see 80 and 90, but 100-plus, 20-something days, that's a lot of days. It's almost a whole month worth of 100-degree weather.
Yeah.
That tells us that the season is changing. And now fall is setting in, harvest time. The weather begins to cool back down. We had one of our first fronts just come in last night. I believe it got down below 60 degrees. I know that most people thought they probably laugh at that. It probably said that ain't cold. But to us in Texas, we're used to 80 and 90-degree weather. So, amen, brother. When it changed overnight, 50 and 60 degrees, it's cool. In fact, it's cold to me. I don't know how it is to most people, but that's cold to us. Amen.
It's cold to you.
Cold to me. Amen. Amen.
It's cold to you.
And as we begin, amen, you better know it, brother. Amen. We don't want no below 10-degree weather down here.
Y'all free.
We sure do, brother. Amen. I don't like that at all. Amen. I don't like that. That's too cold for me.
Too cold for you.
Amen. But I want you to know, amen, what? What do you want us to know, doctor? I want you to know that the times and the seasons mean a lot of things.
Yes, it does.
We're going through the winter season about a few months from now, and it means a lot of things. We have to pay attention to the times and seasons. God tells us what's going on. We have to pay attention, and it is our responsibility as the head of the churches, the star of the churches, as it says in Revelation. Christ has given it, amen, to us.
Yeah.
To warn the world.
Warn the world.
Christ's return is imminent. It's soon.
Imminent.
It's soon to happen.
Yes,
it's
sir.
It's soon to happen. Amen. Not
yes,
far.
Sir.
It is soon to happen. And we cannot. Amen. We cannot, like the brother said, it is in us. We can't neglect to share this word with you. Anytime I preach, I have to let the world know, regardless how they look at me. I got to let them know Christ is soon to return. They look at me crazy like, what? They ain't through enjoying this world. There's some places they ain't been. There's some things they ain't bought. This world,
ooh,
they ain't ready to
come
end.
On, preacher.
For the world, they are enjoying the saints. We know the world's always enjoyed themselves, but the saints, they're having a joyous time. The saints is making good money. Some folks are business owners. Some people making six figures a year. They want to go to some of the most exotic places on the earth. They want to buy exotic things. They're living a life, nice big fancy house, nice big fancy car. It ain't nothing wrong with having nice things. Understand what I'm saying to you. There ain't nothing wrong with having nice things. I'm all for you. Being ambitious. Amen. We're all ambitious,
amen.
Or we should be. Amen. But what I want you to know, amen, is that,
amen,
what? God has more for us.
Yes,
the plan of salvation. He has more for us than what this life has to offer. Let me show you some scriptures. Amen. Something that I'm working on. Amen. All right, doctor. Amen. Something I'm working on. Amen. Amen. Go with me to St. John, the book of St. John.
St. John.
Amen. And the sixth chapter. I'm just going to read a few verses. I'm going to try not to get too in-depth with it.
All right.
Amen. But sixth chapter, verse 25. Now, before I read this, if you know about St. John, the sixth chapter, you know that Jesus does what? Yahshua feeds the what? 5,000. Amen. He feeds the 5,000. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
And after he feeds the 5,000, he talks about how he gives bread that is foreverlasting.
Come on.
Amen. Not just stuff just to fill your belly temporarily. See, the devil wants to give you temporal satisfaction.
Yeah.
It only
lasts
a little bit. That's all.
A little bit.
Hey, just a little bit. He can't give you peace for all eternity.
No,
he can't.
He can't.
For all eternity. He cannot. Amen. He can't give you everlasting life for all eternity. See, what the devil can do, he can give you money that's going to last just within this lifetime after you serve and you're going to hell.
Yeah.
Your body going to look good because you got the money to keep yourself. You see these act, they got all this medicine and the doctors.
Yeah.
Folks healthy and have all these surgeries to make them look young and all this stuff. They be 50, 60 years old, make them look 10, 15, 20 years younger. They can afford to do all these things. They can live this nice, luxurious life. This temporal peace here. This here on earth is temporary. But like the brother said, when Christ went to Nicodemus, he said that the only way that you can receive eternal life, amen, is if you come by him. Amen. What he said.
Come on, preacher.
Amen. That's what he said. Amen. There is no other way that you can receive eternal life. I think Christ said in St. John, the third chapter, verse 5, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot what? Enter into the kingdom of God." The brother just said, that is the only way that you can enter into the kingdom of God.
That's it.
The devil is lying to people.
You lie.
They ain't no God. Oh, Christ didn't really die for your sins. And folks buy into this nonsense that there ain't no God. Man, please, you think that sun got up in the sky itself and just be shining? Do you think it's possible that there's an architect of the universe?
And yes, sir. Come on, man. Designer.
Of existence.
Come on.
Of intelligence. Great divine intelligence that we can't even begin to comprehend. That has put this thing into motion that we call life. This experience that we have is calling life. I can walk out there and feel the cool wind on my face, the rain fall down, the sun shine, the seasons change. That is by design.
Design.
Good God. And he said that I'm going to give you everlasting life.
Woo! Life.
Like the brother said, I just want to be in his presence to touch and hold him, the one that died for my sins, that redeemed me from hell and the lake of fire and death.
Woo!
He says, I got
thank
the keys to death and hell. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Yahshua. Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
thank
you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let me share these scriptures with you. I got a little
brother.
Time left. All right, get back on to the brother.
Go ahead.
Let me share these scriptures with you.
Go ahead.
Amen.
Brother.
Watch this. Watch this. It says, and when they had found him, this is St. John, the 6th chapter, verse 25. Again, St. John, the 6th chapter, verse 25. Just a little something I'm working on. It says,
go ahead.
When they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Amen.
All right.
And Jesus said, and Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. See, what Christ gives has a different feeling. Oh, come on now. Hear me what I'm saying.
Come on. Come on.
See, what God gives is something that's fulfilling. See, I need y'all to hear me for a second. See,
come on. Go ahead.
The devil can only give you temporary fulfillment.
Temporarily.
That's just what I was. Amen, doctor. See, that's why people who got money, I never understood. Why people, when they got money, why they commit suicide? You would think they'd be the happiest people on earth. They got all
them
a big old house, a big old car, big bank account, millions of dollars, 10, 15 cars in front of the house, acres of land to go anywhere in the world, have anything they want, have anyone they want. You would think their life is fulfilled, but it's empty. You better hear what I'm saying.
Hey, listen to it.
The devil is a liar.
He's a liar.
He's a liar is what he is.
He's a liar.
He's lying to you. These folks get on drugs. They have these sex orgies, and they ready to get out of here. They can't handle it.
They can't handle
it. They can't handle it. Amen. With the devil, he set you up.
Set you up.
He set you up like he did at Adam and Eve in the garden.
Adam and Eve, he set the
fallen angels up. They thought they were getting more than what they bought.
Yes,
he set them
on,
up.
Come on.
He set them up.
Set them up.
But Christ said that not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat the loaves and were filled. See, what Christ has to give you will last for all eternity. See, I don't have to have fine clothes and jewelry,
come on,
a big
preacher.
House.
Come on.
I don't have to have the best car on the block. I ain't got to have jewelry in a jewelry box and a safe deposit box. I don't have to have a grand life insurance policy. I don't have to make the most money. I don't have to have millions of dollars because what my Christ is, that he's fulfilled me with his bread, the bread of joy, the bread of joy. See, people wonder how you can be poor, broken, and have nothing but have joy. I remember my dad used to talk about that, how they would have nothing. And he said that the white folks used to wonder, how in the world are these Negroes still happy? They ain't got nothing. They ain't got no money in the bank. They ain't got no now. They got rags on the body. How they still happy?
Come on,
they
now.
They had Christ. They had our Lord and Savior. They had Christ, doctor. You know, I know
Christ,
you know.
Amen. I know. Yes,
they said that. Amen. They came from a time. See, now we spoiled now. See, our foreparents did the work. Now we just turn our backs on God.
We don't need
God. It's the Laodicean church. We didn't got uppity now. We don't need nothing.
Uppity.
But man, you fooling yourself.
You fooling
if
yourself,
you said, that's
brother.
What's wrong with our communities now. Our communities look worse now than what they did in over 50 years.
Come
you
on,
go to most of the majority of the black communities in this country, and they all ran down and full of drugs, prostitution, and everything else.
Come
that's
on, preacher.
Going on.
Come on. Dang.
Just full of filth and sin because we turned our backs on God again.
Come on, preacher.
We had something. Amen. We were filled with the bread that Christ gave us. Now watch what he says in verse 27. He says, labor not. I need you to hear me here. Labor not for the meat which perisheth.
Come on.
Lord, have mercy. Labor not for the meat that perisheth. Don't chase after the worldly thing. Amen. But the meat, amen. But the meat, before that meat, which endureth until everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. I'm laboring for the meat. That's for eternal life. You can
eternal
have a best car. Amen. You can have the finest clothes and the most expensive shoes and rings. You can have all that. I give you that. You have the highest prestige. You can have all that. But that what I have. Ooh, what did Paul say?
Come on, man. Come on.
Christ. That's what I want.
That's what I want.
Which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed.
Sealed.
Don't you know that he's going to come back and get me? He made a promise to this soul that he's going to come back one day. And he's going to get me. God Almighty.
Come on.
Lord, have mercy.
Come on. Come
Thank
on.
Thank you for your grace and your mercy.
Grace.
Amen. I get ready to turn it back over to my brother. This is what God wants us to see. Yeah, I remember. I got to say that I'm going to get back to my brother. I remember when I was young, I had one of my brothers, one of us six boys, and he used to always say, God rest his soul. He's gone on home now. He used to always say, I don't want to be saved. He said, Tim, I want to be rich. I want to go to Hollywood. In fact, he moved to California. He said, I want to be an actor. I want to be a Hollywood. I want to be a star. He was ready to sell out to the devil just for a taste. That's all it is, just a taste of fame. Because the devil going to get you out of here the first chance, the opportunity he get, he going to get you out of here. I said, brother, we wouldn't raise like that. I said, man, what you talking about? You don't want to just voluntarily send yourself to hell. I knew better than that. Amen. I wouldn't say, but I wouldn't go over just voluntarily sign up. Go to hell. Amen. I knew nothing else. I knew better than that. But thank God he got saved before he passed on.
Amen.
The prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Yes, availeth much.
Availeth much. Our prayers. Amen. We thank God for him that he got saved. He gave him the opportunity. He had counsel. I think he had like two or three times. It kept coming back. And that last time got him. He said, yeah, I think I'm out of here. But he said, I don't think I'm going to make it this time. But God gave him a chance to get his life. He confessed within the last 6 months of his life. He said, you know what? I am going to give my life to Christ. We were so happy and grateful.
Woo,
this is the
hallelujah.
One that he did. And hallelujah, brother. You better know hallelujah.
Oh, thank you.
Lord, have mercy. But I want you to know, amen, I'm going to give it to the brother. I want you to know only what you do for Christ will last. Everlasting food comes through Christ. We want that ever. What is the meat, the everlasting food? What's going to last forever? In other words, you'll be able to eat for all eternity. Once you eat it, it'll last you for all eternity. I only need to eat it one time. That's why I always say, once saved, always saved. The doctor says it too. He says, once saved, always saved. We got everlasting life. What you mean can lose your salvation? Don't teach that. Don't teach that. That's nowhere in the Bible. Everlasting food. All you got to do is drink once from the well and eat once from the table. and you'll be filled for all eternity. Go ahead, Doctor.
Yes.
Go ahead. Take us on home, Doctor.
Lord
go ahead.
Jesus,
take us on
Lord
home.
Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Got about
awesome.
5 minutes. Ooh, we in here. We on hot. We on fire. Love,
amen.
Love Jesus. Those that listen to us, get to know Jesus. Amen. For yourself. Don't try to go off of somebody else's stuff. Amen. I can't go off of Brother Tim's, and he can't come off of me. We got to have the same thing from the same God. And that God is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're here tonight to preach the gospel. We're going to be continuing to preach it. I'll be on tomorrow evening at 5 to 7. Tune in. Go tell your friends. Please, go tell somebody. Just listen. I don't know if you're going to church attendance and everything, but you won't hear this in the house. Amen. You won't hear this in some churches today. Amen. They're not teaching nothing. They're not telling people nothing. Jesus Christ is Lord, that he died and rose again. And he's definitely, absolutely coming back. And you say, well,
amen.
How sure are you? I'm 110% sure and more. I put my head on a chopping block. That he's coming back. I put my head, I'm serious. I ain't playing. I put my head on the chopping block. And if he don't come like the Bible said he's coming, and then if he don't come and continue on, then there's a time of period, you take me down to the guillotine and get my head chopped off. That means that I'm lying. That means that I'm not true. But the word of God is true. And the Bible says, what profit a man to gain the whole world? If you had everything and lose your soul, what did you gain? Nothing. In the world today, men's souls are being lost. Why? Because they refuse to admit that they are sinners, that they're low down, that they're dirty, that they are corrupt, that they're abominable, and they don't believe that nobody had to die for their sins in order for them to escape the wrath of God, because the wrath of God is no picnic. Ooh, and I know what the Bible says. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish.
Amen.
Don't go to hell. Don't
That's
go to
right,
hell for
amen.
Nobody. Don't go to hell because you feel
no.
like there ain't no hell. Don't go to hell because you feel like Jesus Christ don't love you and you done too much sin and God don't want you no more. And the devil said, well, if God don't want you no more, let me handle you. And let me tell you, he's the one that'll drive you right into the hell because he's nothing but a liar.
Amen.
He ain't nothing but a lying cherubim. He ain't nothing
Amen.
But a lying fallen angel that's mad at God. And he will be mad forever. And he wants to destroy your soul. So what he'll put in front of you? He'll put the world in front of you. He'll put nice things in front of you. He'll put everything that looks luscious and delicious and enjoyable. And then after it's all over, he'll damn your soul. Don't go. This is Elder Bazard and Brother Tim, and he's telling you right now, don't stop listening to the broadcast. Go tell your friend, please. Tell somebody, hey, man, I hear these two preachers on, man, they talking about hell. They talking about heaven. They ain't talking about motivation speeches. And you know something, man, them guys hit me, man. They hit me hard. Woo! But let me tell you, the truth will make you free. And if I sit up here and lie, then I'm going to be accountable for your soul. And I'm not going to be accountable for nobody's soul when
Come
I get
on,
to
God.
Hell. I'm not going to be accountable for it. I'm not going to sugarcoat you. I'm going to love you, brother.
Amen.
I'm going to love you, sister. I'm going to love
right.
you, and I'll do anything. And we'll do anything for you. And
that's right.
What we will do, we will tell you the truth. Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth. And I don't care if you've been here 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. I've been here 78 years, and I've been preaching for 57 years. He ain't came yet. But let me tell you,
Amen.
He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Don't let nobody take you. Don't let the devil trick you. He ain't got nothing for you but a shovel and some lot of brimstone and hell's fire. And if you go to hell, there ain't no getting out. And if you hear the word tonight, if you hear this word tonight, and I hope you accept the word, but if you don't accept Jesus Christ tonight and you die tomorrow, the Bible says you're going to be lost forever in the eternal pit forever. And I don't want you to be there. I don't care what you done. I don't care if you're a homosexual. I don't care if you're a drug addict. I don't care if you're a child pornography. I don't care what you have done. Jesus Christ can save your soul.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Hell is too hot for anybody. And the devil knows he's lost the battle. He cannot go, and he wants to yank you right on down into the pits of hell where there's fire and brimstone. Apostle Peter said, now if you want to be saved, he said, confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, thou shalt be saved. S-A-V-E-D. In other words, the Holy Spirit walks inside of you and makes his abode inside of you. And when you receive the Holy Ghost, you don't have to worry about telling nobody because there's something that you can't keep by yourself. You've got to tell somebody.
That's
Jesus
right,
Christ
that's
is
right.
coming again. And we want you to know that we are going to continue to preach this gospel. And sometimes it gets hard. It gets hard for Brother Tim to come on.
Amen.
Sometimes we come on anyway. It gets time for
Amen.
Me. Sometimes I say, Lord, am I doing anything? Am I helping anybody? It seems like I ain't helping nobody. But the Lord said, keep preaching. Somebody
right.
may get a grip.
Somebody
may get a grip of the love of God because he really loves you.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you so much. And if he had to come back down here again to save, but there ain't no such thing as being saved over and over again. He died
That's
once
right.
and for all. Why don't
right.
you make the choice now and let him walk into your life? The only thing you got to do is repent. That means to turn from your wickedness and your lying and your cheating, your backbiting, your oil-mongering and your smoking and everything and say, Lord, I hate sin. I'm sorry for sinning against you. Send your son down here. He's already here. Just send him into my life. I want him. You got to want God in order to be saved. You got to want him. And if you want it tonight, you can get saved tonight and know you got saved. And nobody can tell you that you're not. Nobody can tell you ain't saved because the Bible says you know you passed from death to life because you love the brother. And if you love the brother, the Bible says you know God because God is love. God bless
Amen.
You tonight. Brother, you can go ahead from there if you got any minutes left.
Amen, amen. Just want to say this real quick. Amen. Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. Amen. Just want to say this real quick. Then we're going to let
ahead,
you
brother.
Go. Amen. If you want to be saved tonight, like the brother said, if you want to miss what's coming, amen, because war is coming. Amen. We're going to talk about that next, me and the brother. War. Hear us when we say war is coming. I don't mean a war between you and your neighbor across the street or next door. I don't mean war with somebody on the street, road rage. I don't mean war down at the school. I don't mean war across town. I don't mean war between the races or between, you know, different peoples. I'm talking about a spiritual war. The greatest war, amen, is to come. The battle of Armageddon is about to happen. Amen.
Yes,
sir. Before the millennial reign, the battle of all battles, the battle not against America and just Russia or Africa and South America or China and Europe, not just that war, not just the war between races, not just the war between your neighbor across the street or next door or down the street. I'm talking about spiritual warfare is coming. The fallen angels, the demons, Lucifer himself.
Yeah.
We're talking about a spiritual war, the battle against principalities in wickedness in high places. We're talking about Michael and Lucifer. We're talking about a spiritual battle. Amen.
On,
don't you know that Christ is coming back and he's going to put all his enemies under his feet?
What's
I
up?
Mean, war is coming. And to kick it off, guess what's going to happen? It's coming, doctor. Guess what's going to kick it off? When the trumpets sound and the dead in Christ shall rise and all those saints going to get up out the graves and those of us who are alive and remain shall be caught up. He's going to call us out of the earth. He's going into safety for the hour of temptation is coming. Then the war is going to start. The false the Antichrist is going to come on the scene.
Come on,
and what he's going to do, amen, last minute, what he's going to do, He's going to deceive the world, set up a peace treaty with Israel for 3.5 years. After that, he's going to be wounded. And it's going to be starvation, war among nations, nuclear war. We won't be here for that.
Come on.
We're going to miss it. And, man, don't you know, we're going to be in heaven with Christ.
Christ.
Then we're going to come back, and we're going to put, Christ going to put an end to it all. Until 1,000 years, Satan going to be in the pits of hell for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
And then he's going to be cast into the lake of fire. Don't be left behind. Don't be the one that missed this grand opportunity. If you're hearing our voices, receive salvation. Receive salvation.
Yes.
Get the victory today. Amen. God bless you. We'll be back on the
God
earth
bless.
Tomorrow. Amen. Amen. I'll be working tomorrow, but I'm going to come on with the brother tomorrow, even for probably about an hour. We'll be back on tomorrow.
Right.
God bless you. Family, we love you. Remember, you're royalty. We are royalty, and we'll see you on tomorrow if the Lord say the same. God bless you, and have a good night.
God bless
you. Thank you, brother.
Thank God,
you.
Bless
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, doctor. We love
you. Thank
y'all.
You, Lord.
Good night.
All right.
Thank you.
Good night. Come on, turkey you.